This is Elvis Iverson's podcast, and I am Elvis Iverson. Our website is elvisiverson.com. Our ministry is Supplicates International Ministries. Please visit our website, get connected, enjoy the Feast of Word and Spirit, and become a partner in Plant a Seed today. Today we are going to discuss about, prophetic flying schools, episode 2, hallelujah, amen. We're talking about the prophetic words for 2020. We're not going to focus on, I'm not saying that these words are going to come to pass in 2020, but these are, at this time, I'm releasing these words at this time. If you go to our website, you become a partner, our Affirmation e-newsletter, Supplication National Ministries newsletter, we just posted a prophetic word. We've been posting the seven, the Shepherd's Rod Chronicles, amen, hallelujah, prophetic Shepherd's Rod Chronicles, and this is episode 5, that Chronicles 5, that we posted, and this is a prophetic word that God gave me this time, hallelujah. Also, you visit our ebook section on our, there, and look at it right there, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 3, it says, verse 1 says, moreover, he said to me, son of man, eat what you find, eat the scroll, and go and speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat the scroll. And he said to me, son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I have given you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey and sweetness. Then he said to me, son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words words to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He ate these skulls. These prophetic flying, flying skulls. Episode 2. Here we are today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you open our ears, our minds, our hearts, O God. I pray that people will be ministered and touched in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be transformed. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, they'll be transformed, and that you will that there'll be such a intervention, oh God, in people's hearts. Intervention And Lord God, I pray for Mananora experiences to come through this time. Mananora experiences, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak grace, 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 grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Prophetic Flying Schools episode 2, amen. Today we're going to talk about a decade of increase, amen, hallelujah. A decade of increase, amen, hallelujah. This is a prophetic word that the Lord has given me back some time. They have been prophesying, and now we're coming to the time of this 10 years, amen, hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9 says, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. The God has opened this door, and this is going to be a time of great increase of the kingdom of God will come. Great increase of the church, great increase of the peace of the kingdom of God. And God will, there'll be great activities of a great increase of activities of apostles, great increase of activities of prophets. Great increase of the activities of the Holy Spirit, greatly raise the flood levels of the Holy Spirit. We will see many prayer fulfillment, many prophetic fulfillment, hallelujah, that will come in our time, hallelujah, in this decade. God's going to accomplish so much that the church, first of all, the kingdom of darkness is going to really move back, hallelujah. It's going to be so behind. And God's going to put the church ahead, many years ahead, advancement of the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. Praise God. And at the same time, the kingdom of darkness is going to be behind many years, and they probably will never be able to catch up. Hallelujah. But God's going to research a momentum upon the church like never before. Hallelujah. Like such an awesome momentum that hallelujah, it's going to be a tsunami, many tsunamis coming upon the face of the earth at this time. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are going to see such things that are really going to happen. Hallelujah. Transparency, legitimately bona fide supernatural encounters and divine interventions in our time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what are some things that we're going to see? Well, we're going to really see the apostle possibly begin to merge and come forth, hallelujah, like never before. I'm talking with the new apostle, wineskin apostles and prophets, not this old wineskin apostles by title only. We're going to see the home church fully restored. Hallelujah. We're going to see the home church fully restored. We're going to see several denominations begin to fall apart. We're going to see mass harvest of souls that begin to come into the kingdom, begin to flood in God's kingdom. Hallelujah. And a new type of church, a new apostolic wineskin type of church begin to become in, not only come in, but dominant and mature. And it's just like God's raised up a mature people. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to begin to see the time and the beginning and the process of us coming into the dominion of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to see on and in many revivals. On any mini revivals that the church is going to establish in the thesis of the third reformation. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to see many churches and many Christian groups come to an end and be no more. Hallelujah. And the church will no longer be pastor-led, administrator-led, bishop-led, but led by apostles and prophets. We have come into this time. Amen. Amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hello, 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 hello. Amen. Welcome back. This is Prophetic Flying Skulls, episode 2. We're talking about right now the years of the golden harvest. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. This prophetic word, we have come to the time that we're going to have continuous harvest of the church. Continuous harvest of the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Continuous harvest of the church. And we're going to have great harvest of the church. Massive harvest of the church. And extreme harvest of the soul. Not just in, but it's going to be all over the world. But it's going to be the new apostolic wineskins. Amen. It's not going to be the traditional church. It's not going to be the theater type of church. It is not going to be it's not going to be the theater type of church, and it's not going to be the one man ministry, King of the Hill ministry. Hallelujah. And it's just going to be on a continuous basis, but also there's going to be such an anointing upon this harvest and upon those coming to know the Lord that they will mature over a short period of time, and they will be proper disciples. They will not backslide. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And they will come in an order and in submission. Hallelujah. And they will submit to the apostles and prophets. They will submit to the fivefold ministry. They will be born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. But at the same time, this harvest is going to be so many people that you will not be able to first of all, there'll be no more micromanagement, and you won't be able to manage it, but you can observe it from a distance. Hallelujah. And what's going to happen is how they're going to how they're going to disciple these people, hallelujah, is through from writing books, and e-books and manuals and conferences and mass meetings and ministry and multimedia, amen, hallelujah. Because you will not be able to count all the people coming to know Jesus Christ. And the local church will not be able to hold that many people to hold that many. And so the church started the home, we shall return to the home. The home church shall begin to replace the local church. Okay? And it shall replace. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God, it will replace the local church. And people don't have the revelation of the home church, but we're going to begin to see that coming into being, hallelujah. And we're going to see areas where there's been hard, no church growth, all of a sudden come expound in church growth, hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to see that the advancement of the gospel, hallelujah. Amen. And at this time, we're going to see conferences, not like the regular conferences, amen, such as discipleship, equipment, apostolic doctrine, revelation, apostolic revelation conferences, amen, hallelujah. They're going to see mass meetings, hallelujah, and the ministry of the masses, how mass crusade begin to come common. These three meetings is conferences where apostles and prophets will begin to minister, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. And then there'll be mass meetings, amen, where apostles and prophets and minister, hallelujah. And then there'll be mass crusades, which is dealing with winning souls to Jesus Christ, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. And even the mass meetings will either be discipleship equipment or apostles and prophets ministering, amen. And we're gonna be a evangelistic thing, hallelujah. And we're going to see a whole entire rebirth of evangelists, and there's going to be a network of evangelists. The several of apostles that God raised up, they will each have a network of evangelists, hallelujah. Amen? A network of evangelists, hallelujah. And it's going to be true, hallelujah, glory to God. It's going to be true, hallelujah. It's going to be true, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. It's going to be true. Hallelujah. It's going to be true. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to see that. And there's going to be a continuous demonstration. Amen. Of ministers that flow in signs and wonders. Amen, hallelujah. And we're going to see the operation of signs and wonders among the common believer, hallelujah. And signs and wonders, we're going to see signs and wonders happening, amen, hallelujah, outside the four walls. It happened on a daily basis among the brethren of Christ, everyday believers, hallelujah. Amen. But we're going to have continuous services. We're going to see service after service of apostles, prophets, or evangelists or people flowing in signs and wonders, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. When you go to the Christian bookstore, the Christian bookstores are going to change. There's going to be a new type of Christian bookstore that's going to rise up. Ha! That's going to be like a ministry and a bookstore at the same time, hallelujah. And they're going to have these books, and God's going to raise up new publications, amen. He's going to raise up new publications if you, as a publication, does not want to publish those books, amen, God's going to bring an end to you, and God's going to establish new publications, amen, because there's going to be publication of books being published, and they're going to be like hotcakes, amen, hallelujah. People are going to... There's going to be such demand, hallelujah, and the e-books, not just the physical books will be sold, but the e-books will be just highly sold, amen, hallelujah, praise God. And there's going to be people that, you know, right now you think of Christian bookstores, you walk in there, it's going to be totally different. I mean, how they're going to be, you walk in, there'll be a coffee shop, there'll be a stage for somebody to preach, there'll be, a place for Christians to connect, hallelujah, and then there'll be the books, hallelujah. But it's going to be totally, totally different, hallelujah. Totally different, and we're going to begin to see the rise of horizontal ministries. As the vertical comes in, it's going to be reformed. The vertical is going to be formed. Amen, hallelujah. And God's going to begin to establish the horizontal, and the horizontal is going to become, you know, here we see the home church is coming back into being, hallelujah. And that's why you need a revelation of the home church, and, you know, visit my website, get the revelation. But at the same time, my friends, we're going to see the horizontal begin to come again, just as prayer centers, just as revivals, as offices, as city church centers, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, amen. And we're going to see Christian magazines, new Christian magazines come forth, amen, hallelujah. Such as prophetic words and journals, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And people are going to become literate, amen. Mass people are going to become literate and educated, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And out of this multitude of home churches that rise up, an army of home churches all over the earth, there will begin to come an anointing to solve the problems of society. Hallelujah. And move society forward. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And crime in major cities will radically decrease. Hallelujah. Amen. On a global scale, because the church is moving forward. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll be back for more. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. After this message, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. The prophetic word that I'm releasing right now, we're going to talk about today about the fulfillment of apostolic prayers. I have been praying. You need to understand what apostolic prayers are for. Apostolic prayers are prayers. Okay, number one, Jesus Christ is the chief apostle, the apostle and high priest of a confession. He releases the apostolic prayers to the apostles. And then these apostles begin to pray for, release these prayers to the body of Christ. And the body of Christ comes in content. These, number one, these are prayers with a message. These are declaration and decrees. These are authoritative prayers. Prayers of prayers of warfare prayers, revelational prayers, apostolic revelation prayers, visionary prayers, prophetic prayers. Amen, hallelujah. Revelatory prayers, amen, hallelujah. Amen. The apostle interprets the will of God for a reason for a people and begin to pray for that agenda. Amen. Hallelujah. For them to come into that being. Hallelujah. Into that will. Hallelujah. For God in that area. Hallelujah. Amen. This is delegated prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so Jesus prayed the first apostolic prayers, and then from that, Paul prayed apostolic prayers. Amen. And so it's really important, hallelujah. And so I've been praying these apostolic prayers. The Lord led me to start praying, and we're going to begin to see these things to come into being, hallelujah. And, I'm just going to talk about a couple of them. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know, the first time I started praying for the increase of the kingdom of God. Well, we're going to see this come to being. There's going to be great increase of the kingdom of God, the increase of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Certain concepts also came into the thing, such as the city church, the seven divine divisions of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the city of God, which represents the church and the embassy of the church, no matter what area it is. Hallelujah. And the prayer for unity. Unity is such a crucial prayer to pray for unity. Amen. Increasing the great unity, maturing the unity of faith of the church. Amen. you know, to pray for the persecutors to end persecution, to pray to end persecution, man. Establish apostolic spheres all over the earth. The increase of companies of kings and priests. Amen. To pray for reformation. To pray for revival. To pray for social transformation. Hallelujah. To pray for the love revolution. Marketplace revival. Kingdom renaissance. Harvest. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Also, we will pray, for the healing of nations, the restoration of all things, the restoration of generations, the restoration of many generations. The restore the hearts of the father to the children. Restore the hearts of the children to the father. The restoration of family. The church be filled, overflow with many revivals and the glory of God. The church be filled, overflow with many revivals and the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pray for the healing of nations. These concepts. Amen. Pray for the rivers and waves of wealth. Amen. The prayer of releasing the angels. Hallelujah. Amen. Releasing the angels, hallelujah, amen. And praying for signs and wonders to increase greatly throughout the world, hallelujah. Praying for reformation and revival and harvest over the earth, hallelujah. For the church, amen. Praying for Israel, Jerusalem, amen. The peace of Israel, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And focus on people groups, cities, regions, provinces, nations, and zones, and globally. Amen. Praying for the seven months of society. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the body of Christ. Praying for the body of Christ. You know, this is like, you know, really focusing on these things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And also certain prophetic words that God has given me, I will pray. Such as for the demeanor of the church. For the government of the apostles to come forth. The new apostolic wines. The new apostolic wines. Amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we pray for these things, but now we're coming in to the fulfillment of these things, hallelujah. We're coming into this stuff, my friends. We're coming into this stuff, hallelujah. We've been praying this stuff, and now the Lord speaks to me. He speaks this word that we have come into the fulfillment. We're coming into the fulfillment of apostolic prayers, hallelujah. The fulfillment of apostolic prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can go and look at and read these things. I got Apostolic Prayers on ebooks on my website. Also on YouTube, I have prayed Apostolic Prayers. On other outsiders and podcasts, I prayed one Apostolic Prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we have come now. In the fulfillment of all apostolic prayers. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome back. Today we're talking about the dawn of the new apostolic model. For years, the Lord has started giving me insights. This started way back in about 95. 97, God started speaking to me about new apostolic wine, new apostolic wineskins. And then we had the new apostolic reformation, which is really a canopy of things that God is doing in our time. But it doesn't go farther enough. The Third Reformation, is a part of it. But the New Apostolic Reformation is not a part of the Third Reformation for the Feast of the Third Reformation, because the Church, we haven't went farther enough, and so we're gonna see that come into being. Amen. The Feast of the Third Reformation. Each of those theses we carried out, and the church is going to become, we are in the last days of the local church. We're the last days of the old model of church. We all of these denominations and all of these groups, a lot of the charismatic Pentecostal churches are going to come to an end, and all these dry churches are going to come to an end. And God's going to raise up the new apostolic wineskins and going to fill them full of new apostolic wines. You know, I have talked extensively about the new Open Store wines because new Open Store wines on Elvis Iverson podcast, Elvis Iverson YouTube, Apostle Elvis Iverson YouTube channel. Hey man, how you can get that insight? Hey man, how do you? But we have come to that, amen. And then we had the second Open Store Age begin in 2000. Amen. Hallelujah. The first Open Store Age was in AD 33. This is a time, my friends, that God is restoring us back to the Book of Acts. The church of the Book of Acts was not the mature church, but they had the right principles. God's restored those principles, and then we're going to progress on the day of the mature church, which is going to probably take us a couple of centuries, not just decades, and so we have come to that. But the thing is, the new officer of Wisegates, the first three of them are vertical, okay. Then the rest are horizontal. Then they become cooperative. Amen. So the vertical established, which is the home church. Amen. The home church, the church. And then the new apostolic congregation, which is a network, which is a community of home churches with or without a sanctuary or a center. Amen. Then there is the network of the vertical wise, because network. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Networks. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we're going to have, then we come horizontally. The church has become more horizontally. And the word for church is the word ecclesia. And we already said one form of church, and now we're about to come in and see more than this. How we praise God. This is exciting times for you to live. God did not have you born this time for you to live in a normal Christianity. It is time for us to see these things to come to being. It is time for us to come into this manifestation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, hallelujah. And this is the dawn of the new apostolic model. And I believe right now, certain places around the world this is happening, amen, not just happened here. And it's very similar when it's happening, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Very similar, amen, hallelujah. But it's not widespread yet, amen. But it's in certain places, certain key locations, amen, target core. This is of the wisdom of God, God's strategies. But the thing is, at the same time, it's hidden to a certain degree, and God is only bringing those that have been called to it. And then when it starts growing and growing and growing and growing and growing and growing and growing, God's going to hide it for a certain time, and there's going to be people that live in a block away that never come to it. Okay? But then once it becomes eventually, you know, we all over the world and then it's gonna be revealed and it cannot be stopped then. But this is the dawn of the new apostolic model and specifically it started in Omaha, Nebraska. Yes, it started in Omaha, Nebraska. This is the time, my friends, hallelujah. So amen. So you need to get the insights, get the revelation, hallelujah. You know, stop sowing seed in the old wineskin. Stop sowing seed in the so-called local church, because you are just throwing your money down the tube. Yes, God, you know, God, yeah, you know, God's going to bless you for if you're supporting the harvest, the ministry's harvest. But a lot of these local churches, they have nothing to offer you, okay? And they're just dry, and God says no more, okay, no more. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit, God is. See, first of all, the Holy Spirit is upon the body of Christ, and will always be upon the body, and upon you, upon each and every individual believer. But certain structures, as the old wineskin structures, the traditional structures, amen, hallelujah, the local structures, the Holy Spirit is moving away from that. He's leaving that and going to the new apostolic wineskins. And many of you are going to say, where did the Holy Ghost go? Amen, hallelujah. Well, he left. He left those churches. And it's happening right now. It's happening right now. And you need to wake up. Okay, you need to wake up. Okay? Okay, and there's going to be people that are going to try to really criticize the new Officer Wiseman, but they'll be fighting the Holy Spirit himself, and they will reap the judgment of God and the wrath of the Lord Jesus Christ on their life and their churches. You know, and we got to know that majority of these, there's a lot of pastors that have stood against the Holy Spirit for years. They're never going to be used again. Okay, they're going to be on the unemployment line, and God's never going to use them again. He's going to remove these churches, these lampstands, amen, and they're never going to be established again. And then at the same time, there's pastors that have tested the Holy Spirit, but not to a certain degree, and he's going to give them carpet time revival. Okay? So, amen, but it's time for new shepherds to rise up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so you need to get the insights of the dawn, the new apostolic model. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about the aftermath of revival and reformation. The aftermath. Amen. This is the aftermath. And the Lord spoken to me, amen, hallelujah. And, you know, I talked about this before, but the Lord wants me to talk about this, the aftermath of revival and reformation, amen, hallelujah. The aftermath. And number one, we're going to come in the dominion of the church. Is going to be 5 billion souls, 150 nations, amen, hallelujah. Amen. One out of 10 people in the Middle East will be truly born again, spirit filled. There'll be 5 nations in the Middle East will be born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. There in Africa, there's going to be 50 nations will be born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And all this is grace measures Christianity, apostolic Christianity, new apostolic wineskin Christianity, home church Christianity, grace message Christianity, born again baptized the Holy Ghost Christianity, gifts of the Spirit, mini revival, signs and wonders Christianity, amen, hallelujah. Thesis of the Third Reformation Christianity, amen, 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 hallelujah. We're going to see majority. Or all the denominations coming in, majority of all the old wineskins coming in. Amen. Most of the charismatics and Pentecostal churches come to an end. All these dry churches come to an end. And we're going to come down to I saw the million apostolic churches, amen, hallelujah. And I don't think this is talking about a church like you say a church, man. Like there's just gonna be a million churches, you know. There's gonna be a million apostolic hubs, apostolic connections, apostolic fellowships, amen. Or gatherings or areas of apostolic dimension, amen. Like, you know, clusters of the apostolic, hallelujah. But the thing is, we're gonna be the church today is so broad, it's gonna be more narrow. And I saw the church as a million, amen, apostolic clusters, amen, apostolic, connections, amen, communities, amen, hallelujah. Which is, I'm not talking about a local church, amen, amen, or even a singular network, or a single community of churches, but a community of the body of Christ, amen, that we're going to come into being, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, and this is going to be, it's going to be so awesome, and out of this world, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And, most of America will be one to Christ. Amen. Most of India will be one to Christ. Most of Australia will be one to Christ. Several nations around Australia will be one to Christ. The Philippines, almost all the Philippines will be one to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. China will be will have freedom for Christianity, and Christianity will be in dominion in China. North Korea will be a Christian nation again, a place of freedom for Christians. Hallelujah. Russia will be a protector of Christ around the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Catholic Church will radically decrease and maybe come to an end. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so not only that, we're gonna have the vertical. The vertical is gonna be established. Amen. The horizontal, which is horizontal wineskins, the church is coming horizontal. The vertical, which is the home church, the New Upstart Congregation, which is a community home church with a center, the network of vertical upstart associations, then the horizontal, which is the New Upstart City Church, prayer centers, revival centers, upstart centers, and then we're gonna have begin to come into the collective, a connection of the collective, how a building and a connection of building relationships among the collective realm of the cooperative realm. And we're going to begin to see us come into the seven divine divisions of the church to a certain extent, but then we're going to mature under the day of the mature church. Hallelujah. Praise God. But this is true, my friend. This is true. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This is Elvis Iverson. This is Elvis Iverson podcast. And we are talking about, this is the prophetic fire and schools episode 2. And right now we're talking about the day of a reckoning. There's certain things that are going on in America. Amen. Hallelujah. And right now I'm giving all this. What right now, what I'm speaking is not thus the Lord, but prophetic words that God has spoken to me, and also things that the Lord has spoken to me. Certain things are gonna happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're gonna see. This is a day of reckoning. There's things that's been going on check for years. Such wickedness behind the scenes, not just in America but all over the world, that God is about to bring an end to it. Amen. And this is the day of reckoning. And we really need to be prayerful about these things, what I'm speaking right now. It's time, my friends. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time we have come into this time. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we need to be really prayerful right now. Amen. Hallelujah. For this is it. Amen. Hallelujah. And what I'm releasing right now is not just several people across the board have talked about the same plan. And there should be some differences, but I believe that is being revealed on purpose. Amen. Number one, we will see the prosecution of people that have committed treason. You are going to see people in Congress, people in the judicial branch, people in military positions, in media, in Hollywood, wealthy individuals, corporations, and former president try for corruption and treason. Okay? We're going to see that. Next is we're going to see either the Federal Reserve is going to come to an end, or it's going to be overtaken and reformed, that no longer the banks will own the Federal Reserve. Okay? And we will go back to not just the gold standard, but the gold and silver standard. A real wealth. Okay? And this will bring other nations will begin to follow that all over the earth. It will begin to come into being. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll begin to see this. Amen. And, you know, we're going to see, back to prosecutors, we're going to see the Rockefellers, George Soros, the Rothschilds will come to an end. You know, these secret banks will be discovered. Lots of this money will be seized and will be used to end, to build the infrastructure to pay off national debts. Hallelujah. To bring restitution. And at the same time, we're going to see a decrease of military activity that we'll get back to. We only do defensive. And we're going to see the drug cartels in Mexico and around the world begin to come to an end and seize. Drug activity will begin to decrease. And they will be exposed as and we'll see the CIA, the termination of the CIA will be removed. And we will also absorb the national debt. Okay? I really also think the denarii harvest will come in around this time. And this denarii harvest will help pay some of that. Also, we'll stop funding universities. Okay, the universities and colleges had the ability to fund their own self. There's enough grant programs. The investigations of there'll be such a downside of federal government. A reformation. The Department of Education will be broken up. The public school system will be reformed, and socialism will be removed. From that, we will immigration will be reformed and simplified, and the wall will be built, and legal immigration will cease to exist in America. The student loan program the student loan debt we will absorb and remove. There will be terms put upon the judicial. Terms put upon the Senate and Congress. We will see the swamp really drain. And we will see such a great awakening come to America. And also we will see such profound freedom come to the church in America. A great tax shelter. Amen. That will only not just affect the church, but those who minister the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And this will affect third and fourth world nations. Operation Mockingbird will come in. We'll be free. Some of these multimedia empires will be broken up. And Operation Mockingbird will come in. We have come to that day. We will see these things come to being. Hallelujah. This is the time, my friends. Hallelujah. That we're going to see these things come into being. And, hallelujah. That's why we need to be prayerful. Amen. The seed is for our children's 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 children. It's for our children's 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 children. Before Trump, Donald Trump, decided to run for presidency, 26 generals approached him. There's a whole entire group, a community of people that are for the Republic, for Israel, for the freedom of Christianity, for removing this national debt, to restore human rights, and end socialism and globalization. And these people have been working behind the scene. And they opposed Trump and said, we want you to run and we will protect you and your family. And so, Trump is just a flag person. He's just a flag guy. And you know, that's why we need to really pray for him. And we're at this point, either him and his family, you know, either him, either these evil people, these evil, wicked, bad people that have committed treason against the United States government, that are corrupt, are prosecuted, or he himself will die and his family will die over time. So either we have that point, okay? And that's why we need to really be prayerful, okay? But he will succeed. He will succeed, for the thing is, this is the time, my friends. Hallelujah. And it is for our children's 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 children. God is sovereignly moving. They really thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Certainly the Republican Party, people supported Hillary. Lots of the Republicans, because they're corrupt. Half of the Republican Party, and all the Democratic Party is corrupt. And the election was fixed. But God supernaturally intervened and caused Trump to win. And he'll win in 2020. But this is the time, the day of a reckoning. And that's why we need to pray. We need to, you know, you may not like Trump, but God has appointed him. But he's just a figurehead of what God is doing right now and what other people are doing. And we need to be part of the solution, not of the problems. And we need to really pray. Amen. For it's time. The clock has ticked. It is now time, my friends. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know this is a serious word, but this is a day of reckoning. And I really believe before, you know, when we talk about conspiracies, that we can, you know, it's like a pit. You hover over that, but you don't go down to it. Amen. And some of these things, until God started speaking to certain servants of God and certain individuals, and they started giving concrete information instead of paranoia, but concrete information, then I started believing some of this stuff. Amen. And see, these things are being exposed in this time by prayer. This whole prayer network is like, I know two of prayer networks that have been warring against this. And see, the thing is, there's the child porn network, okay? No, not child porn, the child molestation network. The Pizzagate, there's a Pizzagate in D.C., there's a Pizzagate in Hollywood. It is a type of satanic worship, okay? And all this abortion is also a type of satanic worship to release these demons, to release these, somehow in some kind of way to give power to these evil politicians to accomplish their will. But God is ending it. Okay? And this is the time of justice. For innocent blood has cried out for judgment. Okay? And it has come. And so we need to really be prayerful in this time, my friends. Hallelujah. Amen. Things are going to change. Amen. And this is the time. This is the day of reckoning. This has been going on. You know, for example, the Titanic. There was two or three guys on the Titanic that was against the Federal Reserve being formed. And here they went down on the Titanic. You know, they were going to vote against it. You know, World War One, World War Two. You know, Vietnam, Korea War, Vietnam War, the Rock War, Rock Two War, all this stuff is because of some people that want to control. All these lives have died. Okay. Lots of blood has been shed because a few people want money because of greed and power. And that day will end now, for this is the day of a reckoning. Hallelujah. So let us be prayerful in this time. Amen. And be prepared, for this is the day that this will happen. Amen. Amen. Well, today's word is prophetic insights and prophetic perspectives on our time that we live in. We're talking about the Trump standard, and this is really interesting. I mean, hallelujah, what God's gonna speak right now. The Lord told me, well. First of all, there's a 4-year war that we are about to enter in. And most of it will be fought in the first year. And the rest will be just the outcome of that. And on D-Day, which is in June, I think it was June 5th, it started most of the... And first of all, this battle had been going in the hearts and minds of many. And see, this is World War III. My friend, and it's being fought on Capitol Hill, okay? The destiny of nations, okay? The whole entire world, it, you know, depends on what's going on in Capitol Hill right now. And in D.C., you know, do you know that D.C. is an altar unto Baal? It's literally an altar. And God is about to remove this reproach from this nation, from this world. And we have come into the time. And so, on D-Day, June 5th, it started, it was underneath most of the stuff we don't even hear about what's going on. But now we come to the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, on October 9th. Everything's going to heat up. And this is going to go on for like 4 months. Certain places, there's going to be martial law. Yeah, certain places, there's going to be martial law. We're going to have martial law in America. See, the enemy knew that it was coming. And the people that served the enemy knew it was coming. They planned mass riots all across America and revolutions in several different states. But the Lord has discontinued it. He's intervened and stopped lots of this stuff. And then even at the last moment, there's going to be people there planning revolution riots and those say, let's just go home. This is crazy. Let's just go home. But there is going to be some riots, and there's going to be some revolutions. Like I saw in L.A., it was like a war zone. There's certain cities that are going to be like war zones. You know? And, you know, you got to hear what God is saying in this time. You know, they want to really shake up our financial institutions, but God is intervening there to protect our money. The stock market is going to be shaken, but God has also intervened to protect people's money. The public school system, there'll probably be no school for like 2 months. Or it could be a little bit more. People will be confined to their home. They'll be allowed to go to work, go home, shop. You know, but the church, people going to church or praying, coming together and praying, there'll be a lot more hours. This will be time for the church to move forward, time for evangelism to move forward. All of this will spark mass meetings of prayer all over the earth. Hallelujah. And then mass evangelistic meetings and mass other meetings. Amen. At the same time, we're going to see, when you watch, we're going to see former presidents, we're going to see people that they'll be arrested for treason and corruption. Members of Congress, members of the judicial branch, former presidents, military officers, wealthy interests, wealthy families, people in the media, people in Hollywood, actors and actresses, even Fortune 500 companies, corporations that use their money for evil are going to be prosecuted. And instead of watching soap operas on your day TV, you're going to see day and night for a while these people being prosecuted day and night. And the fear of God is going to spread throughout the whole entire world. And we have come to that time. The drug cartels are going to come to an end, radically decrease. That money is going to be seized. These individuals that have these, such as the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and George Soros, and people like that, their money's going to be seized. All this money in secret banks, these black banks, are going to be seized, and they help to pay off the NAFTA deficits and bring restitution. Hallelujah. The denarii harvest is going to come on board. Hallelujah. The denarii harvest. Hallelujah. And that's going to help pay off the deficit, pay off these student loan program, build the infrastructure. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's a time of restitution. It will come. Time of jubilee will come. This is going to happen, my friends. And the church shall have such freedom. God will bring such freedom to the church. The 501c will be simplified, where maybe like a system like you write your whole entire constitution and so people sign it. You get the state to the state sector to stamp it, amen. And then you have a number, and that number is recognized by the federal, and that's how it's done and around the world. And that's gonna how it's gonna be. And so there's gonna be big tax shelter for the church. So, well, this is about to happen, my friends, and so you need to be prayerful. It's now, amen, and it's very soon. That's why I'm releasing this word right now. So please be prayerful, okay? Be prayerful and prepare, okay? Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I know that the military is prepared to stop certain revolutions, to deal with those revolutions and riots. Hallelujah. The welfare agency, a lot of money, and the government will be frozen for a certain period of time, so it will be relocated to help other programs, but people will still be able to shop, and they'll be able to get their welfare through they'll make sure it's taken care of. Hallelujah. Even if you will not be able to go over the welfare office, there'll be the marshal's office you'll be able to go to. But it's time. This is a different day. This is a different day. And we're going to see this. And there's certain things that they plan. That the enemy has planned that the Lord showed me certain things that the devil had planned, just, you know, that would happen in America, especially in the East Coast and in Europe, that God has rarely interrupted. You know? Rarely interrupted their plans and God is showing you this, and this is like prophetic maintenance, stopping this stuff. Amen. It just hindered it. Amen. The Lord's showing what the plan of the enemy is, and God's hindering it. He's stopping it, preventing it, preventing it. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, you know, God intervened. Like I say, Hillary Clinton was supposed to win that election, and they believe it, and it was fixed, but God intervened and stopped it. Amen. And so, it's time, my friends. Amen. It's time. Amen. So let's pray. Let's be in prayer in this time. Amen. This is the Trump standard. Okay. This is Elvis Iverson Podcast, and I'm Elvis Iverson. Our website is elvisiverson.com. Today we're talking about the Prophetic Flying Schools, Episode 2, and we're going to, which is several different prophetic words that God has revealed to me, has spoken to me, or came through my prayer times. And right now we're about to talk about the current Tabernacle of David and the House of Prayer. Amen. This is a prophetic perspective. Amen. And insights of what God is doing right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And first of all, amen, we see the house of prayer and the tabernacle come together. Amen. Amen. And this has been prophesied by Todd Bentley. I know he prophesied that. And probably back in like 95 or whatever. Back in 2000, even before 2005. But anyways, the first international house of prayer that came into being. The first international house of prayer. 24/7 day prayer was in Seoul, Korea, by David Cho, Prayer Mountain. Okay, and then we had certain prayer things, such as the concert of prayer, and then Larry Lee came along, started praying, and then there was amen, hallelujah, the League of Prayer with Mary Ralph. And then Mike Bickle came along, and God started giving him prophetic words from Bob Jones, and they had it about 24/7 prayer, and they started this, okay. And then one of the meetings, God revealed the word harp and bowl, worship and prayer, and this is. Came out of the book of Revelation. You know, See, you were born at this time for crucial things that has happened. That's why you were born in this world, born in this time. Amen, hallelujah. Praise God. Everyone's waiting for the rapture, but God has very many things to accomplish in this earth. Hallelujah. Somebody said, oh, the last next prophetic event is the rapture. Wrong. 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 Probably a couple of centuries from now. So. We need to, you know, you really need to get in the Bible, okay? And so IHOP came forth, and then out of that we had, now there's like 22,000 prayer centers all over the earth at 24/7 day prayer. That's not including the other ones, okay? And it came into being. And all that, we had the call. The call came forth, the call. And this was like, at certain times they came together and they had like 3 days or whatever of prayer and worship. Amen, hallelujah. And it was all young people or college kids and pray. And then went on for a certain period of time. And then we had then we came to the awakening of the dawn. The awakening of the dawn is in October every year, and it's like 3 days, 17, 18, 19 in October. Could be, you know, maybe different in each time. And this is 50 hours of prayer and worship. And it's a tent in a public place for us to witness. And the church comes in. It is non-denominational, trans-denomination, multi-denominational, you know. The body coming together in a horizontal place, in a public place, in a tent, as a tent of David, to begin to pray. The first time, it was in the federal capital. Second time, it was in every state capital. Third time, it's in every place, which is this year. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And you know, I remember last year I was there praying this at my state capital, and it was raining. And good thing I had brother and umbrella. Somebody walked up, you know, doesn't this rain bother you? And I told you, there's people over, there's soldiers in the U.S. military that go over, and they're in foxholes, and they're in bad situations and desert environments and all that for months. And I can't just take one day to pray in the rain. Do you know that the Capitol Hill, our Capitol, sees prayer as a form of protest? You know? And that's the only protest I believe in. I'm pleading to the God of heaven. I'm pleading to heaven to intervene in America. Amen. And so I will pray. And this is also does with young people, college kids, you know, and so then there is this thing called the Tabernacle of David that meets on the mall, a part of in D.C. right next to the White House, and they've been meeting since 2013. 24-hour prayer and worship in a tent, in a physical, in a real tent. And people come from all over the world to pray there, and they had to get a park permit to do there. And it's just awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's just a sign of the times of things to come. It's a sign of the times, it's a sign of things to come. Amen. It's a sign that good things are about to come. Hallelujah. And then there's the burn, worship burns, and these happen. These are like in different cities across America, where they have these worship burns, and it's always in a different place. It's not in one place, and it's the body coming together. It's different groups, hallelujah. All these things are not some particular group. It's the body coming together, and they're praying, they're seeking the face of God. Hallelujah, praise God, and there's a worship and prayer. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, and but this is a sign of things to come. This is a sign of things to come. Hallelujah. This is a sign of things to come. Hallelujah. This is a sign. Amen. This is a sign of things to come. Amen. And all of this will come. The horizontal, the prayer centers, the revival centers, the opposite centers, the seizure centers. Hallelujah. Amen. And all of this will come and will begin to come in the seven divine divisions of the church. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. You know, all of this cup will come. It's preparing us, our hearts, and our minds for the coming of the many revivals. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. And also it's creating an atmosphere of prayer, of worship, of the presence of God, not just in the local church, but we're moving out of the local church, we're coming together. And also, it's going to bring for ways, increase great union and maturity and unity of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so there's a lot of blessings that are coming upon the body because of this. So you need to partake in what God is doing. You need to partake in these streams because there's more streams that are coming. Hallelujah. These things will become a common theme in the church. And as denominations fade out, and other religious programs begin to fade out, these things will become a common theme. Hallelujah, you know, in the body of Christ. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, you know, hallelujah, glory to God, praise the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, this is Prophetic Flying Skulls Episode 2. I'm Elvis Iverson. This is Elvis Iverson Podcast, our ministry is Supplication Ministries. I ask you to visit our website at ElvisIverson.com. Get connected, become a partner, plant a seed. Amen. Please support this work. Please support this work. Okay? Sow into this revelation, you'll reap and harvest. Make your checks out to Supplication International Ministries in the memo rate donation. Mail to Supplication International Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108, USA. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And also, if you want to come to one of our meetings, come. Amen. And if you live in Omaha, Nebraska, you should come a part of these meetings. Amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you're looking for a church home, hallelujah, that's revolutionary, well, come to us. Amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I have a lot of materials on my website. And click on the SM torch and there's a lot of materials right there. Okay? There is no excuse, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Let us pray. Father God and Jesus, I pray, Father, for everyone listening to the message, everyone influenced by this ministry. Activate the revival and activate revival breakthrough. Activate many revivals. Activate spiritual breakthrough. Activate many spiritual breakthroughs. Activate many breakthroughs in Jesus' name. And I speak grace, 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 grace. I pray activate a revival of prayer. A revival of soul in God's presence, a revival of harp and bowl, a revival of worship, a revival of evangelism in Jesus' name, a revival of home church planting in Jesus' name. And I speak grace, 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 a revival of the deep prophetic. I speak grace, 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 a revival of signs. I speak grace, 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 grace. Activate the revival. I speak grace, grace, grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.